Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
thoughts I was walking, and destruction lay around me from a fight I could not win.
Welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Yes, we are back one more time, and I hope that you guys are going to stay with me till 7 o'clock. And I will make sure that none of these CDs are warped. Well, actually, it's the machine, the number one, the number two machine on the to the right. The right CD player is playing up. Last week, you know, the week before last, I did mention it, and I'm so sorry about that. But you remember those times, you know, when we were younger and we used to tape music from the radio? Right. Remember when we used to put the tape on and record, you know, all the Top of the Pops or whatever song was going on? We were interrupted, badly interrupted, you know, our recording by the presenter. Yeah, it will start talking before the end of the track. Anyway, I'm not going to do that. And so I'm going to leave you with music without interrupting anything at all. I hope.
No such misconception, but when you meet me, be assured I won't be far away. Thus having spoke, she turned away, and though I found no words to say, I stood and watched until I saw her black cloak disappear. My labor is no easier, but now I know I'm not alone. I find it hard.
Okay, welcome to the show, Manolo. I hope that you're going to stay with the program until 7 o'clock, which is the time that I have to sign off, man, you know. Anyway, if anybody out there is listening to the show and wants me to announce something, you know, like a cultural event, some concert, play, football match, anything to do with entertainment and the arts of the South Yorkshire, mainly Sheffield, let me know and I'll give a shout out, you know, and I'll tell everyone that what you're doing. I'll tell them about you. I want to tell you. Okay. Okay, yeah, we got a lot of things going on actually this summer. Well, starting from February, I think, you know, it's the kind of thing that I've got this program, this magazine called Exposed Magazine, right? And they've got a lot of things going on. For starting with the Valentine's, you know, obviously Valentine's, yeah, when you love your partner once a year. It's the same with Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, Love's Day, you know. As always, I always say, you know, why don't we love each other every day? Why don't we love our mother and take our mother out and give her presents every day? Why don't we do the same with Father? Why don't we do the same with the cat? Why don't we do the same with the dog? With everything. Because everything here has been given to us and we obtained them because we wanted to have them, because we love them, right? Now, do not, don't think that I'm against a bitter old man, you know. I might sound like it, but, you know, if you're going to go and do it, you know. I don't mind, you know. It's just reminding people, you know, that love, you know, should always exist, you know. Love as in got dates, you know, like tomorrow I want to love, then the next day I'm not too sure. On the 15th of March, I will love. You know, there's no dates for that. Love should exist, you know, every day, all day, every day, you know, and that's what happens. You know, somebody just told me before when I just arrived, you know, that there was something that happened at the Old Saints School, you know. Somebody got stabbed and killed, I think. There's not much details about it, but you see what I mean? This is what I'm talking about, you know. Youth being, not being, you know, taught and shown the right way, you know, because adults don't do it, you know. So let's give an example to this the youth of today, you know, and maybe one day, inverted commas, things could be different. Yeah. Anyway, brothers and sisters, you know, in Latino times land, you know, I hope that you're going to stay with the program until 7 o'clock. And remember, my number is 07944-031894. Let's carry on with the music.
Me muero, por ti no puedo cambiar el curso de los vientos. Se me seca la inocencia, siento que me muero. Ay, que por ti me enredo, entre ballenas me voy directo a las entrañas. Y si hay ángeles les robo. Quiero saber cómo llegar a rozarte.
pero mira cómo dice cha cha cha.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm starting to think that I'm gonna need some more material, you know, brand new material, because the CD player is playing up, but also the CDs, you know, are playing up. But anyway, I'll find the ones, you know, that actually are available to be played. I'm so sorry about that. But, you know, when things are live and direct, you know, stuff happens. You know, I'm sure Manolo from Rotherham likes the. He wanted me to play some hissy tapes, you know, and funny sound cassette player. I have a couple of cassettes here, but with a bit of folk music. So I will oblige later on after 6 o'clock. Play a couple of tracks, you know, from my cassette tapes that I brought today. Luckily enough, you know, the studio still keeps a cassette player. I think they were going to get rid of it a few years ago, And I mentioned the idea that I do have a lot of music that cannot find anywhere. Spotify, YouTube, you know, it's so old, you know, old cassettes. Like some cassettes, in fact, yeah. So, yeah, they kept the, it's me and somebody else. I think it was my brother from Sabranj, Javid. I think he also played a lot of tapes. Maybe somebody else also. So, therefore, they left the cassette player, you know, tape player here. A single one. Before it used to be like twin ones, but now it's only a single one. So anyway, yes, Manolo, we'll oblige later on after 6 o'clock with a little bit of folky music. That's what I've got on tape right now in my bag. It's folk music, you know, Pachamama, Mother Earth music. So I will be playing a couple of tracks from that cassette, which is the band that came to Sheffield many years ago. They're called Aguatiña from Bolivia. Beautiful band. But anyway, I'll tell you more about them, you know, when the time to play their tracks, you know, comes. Okay, here we go. Some more music for you out there in Latino land on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live.
Sentado en un banco del andén, mirando la llegada de tu tren, las horas que pasan tan despacio, llorando los segundos que acercan a tus pasos. We'll be right back.
dices ven, lo dejo todo. Si tú me dices ven, será todo para ti. Mis momentos más ocultos también te los daré. Mis secretos que son pocos serán tuyos también. Si tú me dices ven, todo cambiará. Si tú me dices ven, habrá felicidad. Si tú me dices ven, si tú me dices ven. Para unir alma con alma, corazón con corazón.
Reír contigo ante cualquier dolor. Llorar contigo será mi salvación. Pero si tú me dices que lo dejo todo, que no se te haga tarde y te encuentres en la calle perdida, sin rumbo y en el lodo. Si tú me dices ven, lo dejo todo. Cualquier dolor, llorar contigo será mi salvación. Pero si tú me dices ven, lo dejo todo, que no se te haga tarde y te encuentres en la calle perdida, sin rumbo y en el lodo. Si tú me dices ven, lo dejo todo.
Okay, amigos, that's a little bit of bolero. Yeah. I just found a tape and a CD. Talking about tapes, a CD with a song that actually is very topical right now because of Mr. Donald Trump, you know, got re-elected. You know, how can you? Oh, I don't know, man. It's just that the world has gone crazy. Really, really crazy. But anyway, there's nothing better. But they're all the same. Politicians are all the same. We complain about Keir Starmer here. Now the United States, they've got the same situation with the guy who promised, and now he's not delivering the actual... some of the promises he did, he turned like a U-turn kind of thing, you know. Now he's organizing, the deportation of all these people, which a lot of North Americans are very happy about because obviously they welcome the people there, but with people with good intentions. Yes, if you go to a foreign country or you go as an immigrant somewhere else, you know, you go to contribute to that country. You don't go to destroy that country, you know. Unless you're at war with that country, you know, maybe you can have a war, you know, between countries, you know, but that's not the case. The case is that if you immigrate to any country, any foreign country, because you're not happy with yours, or you're not happy with the system in your country, with the government in your country, or whatever makes you unhappy and not fulfilled, and you go somewhere else, you abide by the laws, you know, and that is one thing that... all immigrants should do, you know, like that's the way it is. It's like when you go and visit somebody at somebody's house, you don't try to reorganize the furniture or, you know, do your stuff in that house because you're a visitor to that house. You sit down, you wait until they offer you things, you know, or politely you can say, can I have a glass of water or can I have a cup of coffee or something, you know. But you request, you know, you don't... your own command, you know, and that is the big mistake, you know, that very tolerant countries have accepted to do. So, yeah, I've been watching, last night I was watching the building of a new wall, you know, between Mexico and the United States. Oh, my God, you know, the money they were spent, you know, for that, on that, you know, for barbed wire, you know, and all the, wow, the military are there, they're making a big deal about it, you know, and, wow. So anyway, yes, Mexicans, Latinos, you know, are being deported back to their own countries, you know, and a lot of them, unfortunately, delinquents who were running away from their systems, their governments, their countries, and if you run away from your country because you're a delinquent, you're not very clever if you're going to go somewhere else and commit crime and carry on with your ideology, with your idea, you know. That's I don't know, because obviously the laws are different in different countries. Whatever country you go, the law is different to where your country is, you know. So therefore, eventually, you know, you can go on and on and on and on committing crime, you know, but eventually you will be caught and you will be punished. So, you know, think about it. Think about it before you immigrate to commit crime somewhere else. And the tolerance, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Tolerance in Europe, you know, it's been gone too far, you know. That's why, you know, people are delinquents, in fact, you know, are choosing countries, you know, like UK, you know, Spain, Italy. And now all the other countries are getting harder and harder and put their foot down and saying, hey, come on, guys, you know, now we're going to do something different this time. Anyway, this song that I'm going to play for you is I'm going to play it, right? And just think about what I've just mentioned, okay? 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Man. Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Look here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
flor de mar. La flor de mar. La flor de mar. La flor.
Check it. This is a story about this kid named Tito. For years on a D-Lo, his thing was moving kilos. In and out of state, kept his clientele straight. Holding down gates, always sitting on wait. Making mucho money, he was living high class. Already had it all, but quería mucho más. So we kept running his negocio peligroso. Quick to take your life, he was a pure mafioso. You got to watch your back on the rail. The hardest brother's been killed. Where? Then one day they set him up on the down low. Temprano lo chequearon y lo esperaron. Tito didn't know this kid he shot long ago. Wanted his revenge porque no se murió. Tito fue a chequear como se movía la avenida. And drank a 40 ounce en la bodega de la esquina. Él no vio un carro que venía de su lado. With the windows tinted y cuatro tigres bien armado. To watch your back on the rail. Cause the hardest brother's been killed. Nah, man. Busse, antes que Tito pudo hacer algo. Some kids jumped out the ride, waving guns, disparando. Before his piece came out to see lo que estaba pasando. In a pool of blood, Tito ya estaba nadando. With his gun in mano, and his mom llorando. Crying to his brother porque a Tito lo mataron. Fabo get to the scene, investigate lo que pasaba. Neighbors saw who did it, but nobody says nada. Deja la malicia. His moms used to always tell him, money is the root of evil. It'll have your best friends turning jealous. Everybody feared Tito, but they really had no respect. For this reason he died a loner, and nobody mourned his death.
Up to California, from Mexico you come to the Sacramento Valley to toil in the sun. Your wife and seven children, they're working everyone. And what will you be giving to your brown-eyed children of the sun? Your face is lined and wrinkled, and your age is 41. Your back is bent from picking, like your dying time has come. Your children's eyes are smiling, their lives have just begun. And what will you be giving to your brown-eyed children of the sun? On Easter Sunday to the Capitol you've come. You fought for union wages, and your fight has just begun. You're a proud man, you're a free man, and this heritage is won. That you can be giving to your brown-eyed children of the sun.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.